Senator Mike McGuire described the one-third completion of the Great Redwood Trail as a major milestone during an online town hall event that included questions on funding, wildfire risks, and addressing homeless encampments. The Great Redwood Trail Agency is developing and managing the expansive northern section of the trail corridor, and Elaine Hogan, its executive director, said the ambitious trail project will be a game changer for rural economies, with over $100 million a year in revenue generation for the North Coast region. During the August 12th town hall, McGuire highlighted the recent opening of the southern segment of the Humboldt Bay Trail, which now spans 14 miles between the cities of Arcata and Eureka. A future phase will connect it to College of the Redwoods. McGuire said trail development will boost property values and rural economies.
Research shows that not only do trails increase property values, trails also decrease crime in the communities in which they traverse to. And it's a no-brainer, right? You put more eyeballs into a region and crime goes down. And research also shows that trails can increase property values. And in fact, the National Association of Realtors have found that having your home that is a close proximity to a trail increases your property value by about 5 to 15%. According to the Rails to Trails Conservancy, every dollar invested in constructing a trail generates about $3 in economic benefits. So in the coming years, these completed segments will be game changers, especially for rural communities in which the trail is going to be traversing through.
Openings of new trail segments in Willits and Ukiah are set for 2026, adding to what's mapped as a 320-mile contiguous trail from the San Francisco Bay Area to Humboldt Bay. Answering a question on how the trail will be maintained, Hogan said much of the northern segment will be low-maintenance, backcountry gravel trail. A notable funding source is Proposition 4, a voter-approved $10 billion bond for a variety of projects, including trails development and maintenance. On potential wildfires related to trail use, McGuire said trail development is accompanied by assistance to rural fire districts. He asked Hogan to elaborate.
For all the reasons you just described, that is really why we see trail development as an opportunity to strengthen our rural public safety infrastructure. This is an opportunity to bring resources to the North Coast, not to deplete already taxed resources. And so I think that's an important point moving forward to recognize that as we develop these partnerships and clear emergency response protocols, that has a benefit to the entire community and to all of those rural property owners that are out there in these what will become these backcountry trail segments. And as we take on development of those backcountry segments and the more remote areas, GRTA will also have its own trained staff that are stationed out there as wilderness first responders and perhaps will become members of the volunteer fire department. So we're really going to bring resources into those local areas to be able to address any issues.
Asked about the opposition to the trail by landowners and tribes, Hogan said input from them is already shaping the project and are included as recommendations in the trail's master plan. Next steps include contracting with tribes for protection of cultural resources and what Hogan described as co-management agreements. On addressing homeless camps, Hogan said her agency is working on it with outreach, referring people to services and cleanups.
We are taking a proactive prevention-first approach to homelessness along those undeveloped segments of the trail, and those are the segments that the Great Redwood Trail Agency manages. So those are trail segments that are not yet developed. They're not open to the public. They do not have appropriate amenities like campgrounds and trash cans and bathrooms and things like that. And so our approach to property management that our board has recently supported at our July meeting is really about building trust and reducing environmental damage and improving safety on those areas of our property. So the contracts that were recently authorized in Humboldt and Mendocino counties will allow us to partner with community-based organizations and local businesses to provide regular outreach, case management referrals, and connections to shelter and healthcare while keeping our property clean and safe.
A potential flip side of economic development was brought up when a Garberville resident asked about whether residents will be, quote, priced out of their communities due to the trail. Saying it's a really important question, McGuire said rural areas have been underinvested And quote, we know throughout the world, these trails are huge economic drivers, especially for rural parts of the country or the state they exist in. Hogan said her agency will, quote, listen to those rural artisans and back to the landers who have been here for generations and see if things like farm-to-table dining and low-impact camping can offer new income for them. A final project completion date hasn't been determined, but trail segments will be developed in stages over the next 20 years. And McGuire concluded by saying, quote, we're going to do this right, not fast. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.